As it relates to Raid, I was thinking, in the spirit of it being Erev Pesach, Dover Be'itay Matoy, additionally in the spirit of today being the last Sunday daf of Mesechtes Nazir, and really where Zoychal V'Royadim, Likras, the Hajjim Aloch, Mesechtes Nazir, so just to speak out something that's Nogeya, Sai Mesechtes Nazir, and also Dover Be'itay with an interesting, fascinating twist at the end. And that is a very, very basic question that comes up every single year at every single Seder table. And that is, could a person be Yotze, his chiyuv, to drink Dalit Koisis with grape juice? Very, very simple, basic, fundamental question. There's a mitzvah for a person to drink 4 cups of wine at the Leila Seder, even notch that a potter from all mitzvahs aseich has mangaroma achayiv and dalut koisis sha'af hein hoyu ba'usanas. The question is, where does grape juice fall into this conversation? Is grape juice considered wine? Is it not considered wine as it relates to arba koisis? And really, the discussion begins with a Gemara in Mesechtes Pesachim, Daf Kuv Vav Amar Aleph. It says in the Torah, Zochor es yoim ha-Shabbos l'katsha. Zok the Gemara, Abraiso, we learn from here, Zoichreyu al ha-yayin, that there's a mitzvah to make Kiddush on Shabbos, and the mitzvah is to make Kiddush al ha-yayin. Meaning, not only is there a mitzvah to declare that Shabbos is a holy day, that's the literal translation of the word, Zochor es yoim ha-Shabbos l'katsha, but in the mitzvah of Zochor es yoim ha-Shabbos l'katsha, licked Zoichreyu al ha-yayin. Now, ki yodua, there's a big machlokes rishonim whether this braisa that says zachreyu al hayayin means that there's a mitzvah d'oraisa of zachreyu al hayayin, ki'ilu the obligation to hold a glass of wine when you make kiddush and maybe drink from the glass of wine when you make kiddush is part and parcel of the biblical obligation of zachreyu al hayayin shabbos l'katshoy, or maybe mid'oraisa it's enough to just make kiddush. Zeichrei wal ayayin is only a derabbanon. We're bringing it as part of a pasuk. The pasuk is an asmachta ba'alma. There are a lot of dini derabbanon that you find in Shas that the Gemara presents as if it has a makar in the pasuk, and we know it's because sometimes psukim are asmachtois for dini derabbanon. This is a big machlokes rishonim in different places. The most prominent makar for this machlokes rishonim is Masechtes Nazir. Nazir Daf Dalet, where the Gemara talks about a nazir, whether or not you can make kiddush and abdol and mushba v'ayim me'ar Sinai, the machlokes, the mefarish from Rabbeinu Tam, how to learn pasha pshat in that Gemara, and that's really exhibit A, it's ground zero for this machlokes rishonim. But ha-mia, that's pashit, that there's a mitzvah to make kiddush, and there's a mitzvah to make kiddush al hayayim. The Gemara, Masechtes Bava Basra, Daf Tzadik Tznayin on the day, says, Omar Rava. Rava said, Soichet Adam Eshkol Shalan Bava. A person can take a cluster of grapes, squeeze them into a cup, and he can make Kiddush. Said Rava, that in order for a person to be Mekayim his mitzvah as a Chreyu al Hayayin, you don't need to have wine that fermented, that's alcoholic, but rather, you can literally take an Eshkol Shalan Oven, squeeze it, freshly squeezed grape juice, mikadesh shalav kiddush hayayim, and you can make kiddush. It's pretty clear that Rava was of the opinion that you can fulfill your mitzvah of kiddush, that's what we're talking about right now, with grape juice. Rava's halacha is brought down in Shulchan Aruch. The Mechaber in Hilchos Shabbos in Simen Reish Ayin Beis, or with the sensitivity, Simen Ayin Reish Beis, this is in Sif Beis, says the Mechaber, Yayin Migitay, what we know as Mitzah Novim, what we know as grape juice, Mikachin Olof, you can use for Kiddush, V'soichet Adam Eshkol Shalan Novim, in fact, a person can take an Eshkol Shalan Novim, you could squeeze it, V'oimer Olof Kiddush Hayoyim, and you'll be able to make Kiddush. If you look in the Magen Avraham says, even though the Mechaber says that Soichet Adam Eshkol Shalan Novim, V'oimer Olof Kiddush Hayoyim, even though the Mechaber says, Yayin Migitay Mikachin Olof, but at the same time, Mitzvah B'yayin, the mitzvah is to use aged wine, meaning to use an alcoholic form of mitzvah. Novim, k'moshe kasafti, b'simen tof reish sefkot aleph dibra maschalim. Either way, so says the Magen Avraham that even though it's true, it's Rava's memra in Bava Basra daf tzadik zayin amud beis, and the mechaber paskins it lahalacha. But at the same time, you should know that it's something that's only b'di'eved lichatchila. The mitzvah is to use yayin yashan. So it's a mefurisha gemara, a mefurisha halacha in Shulchan Aruch, that a person can make kiddush. We're not discussing the al-kosis yet, but that a person can make kiddush using mitzvah novim. it would seem to be very, very clear. The truth is that even though Medina de Gemara and Medina de Shulchan Aruch, it's mefurish that you can make Kiddush using grape juice, it doesn't necessarily mean that the grape juice we have today would be mutter as well. The reason is because today's grape juice is pasteurized. From a halachic perspective, what that means is it's mavoshal, it's cooked. So really, before we come to a conclusion and we paskin here in this Radbai, whether it is or isn't, it's mutter to drink grape juice when you make Kiddush, we have to ask ourselves, does the fact that we're cooking the grape juice make a difference? Then this is, it's a huge machlokes rishonim, whether you can be yotze Kiddush with yayim avoshel. La halacha, the Mechaber brings this shmuz in Sifches, right here in Simen, Ayin Reish Beis, and the Mechaber says as follows, Mekachin al yayim avoshel. You can make Kiddush using yayim avoshel, and on yayin that has dvash. There's a yesh oimrim that says you cannot make kiddush on yayin mevushal. The minig is yes to make kiddush using yayin mevushal. So says it is a shayla whether you can be yoitz and kiddush using yayin mevushal. But the Ramah already said v'aminig l'kadosh olav. So if the Ramah said that the minig is l'kadosh olav, so the fact that it's mevushal l'chayr shouldn't matter either. So we have simin ayin reish beisif beis where the mechaber said soichet adam eshkoshal anovim va'imer olav kiddush hayoyim ravos memra in bava basra daf tzadik zayin ome beis. We have the mechaber in sifches where the mechaber brings a shayla whether he can be yoitz yayin mevushal or not. It's the ikur shita is that you could be, and the Ramos is vaminig lahok the kadesh olav that the minig is to be mekel. So based on that, to use grape juice l'chayr wouldn't be a problem. Betziruf siv beis and siv ches, it should be fine. Now the Magen Avraham says it's not l'chadchila. Okay, and even yayim mevushal you see is a little bit of a shayla. But at the end of the day, if somebody wants to be yotze, it sounds like it shouldn't be an issue. But really, there's another thing that you have to figure out, and that is the poiskim in the last 100 years. I heard this b'shem Reb Shlomo Zalman. It's a svara that's brought down by the poiskeis manenu, argued that could be our grape juice today is a little bit different than the grape juice that they once had. And the reason is not just because it's pasteurized, that would just make it yayin mevushal, which is something that the Rishonim very much talked about. But when they pasteurize the grape juice, what it accomplishes, and really that's one of the purposes of doing it, is it takes away its ability to ferment and ever evolve into an alcoholic beverage. So the concept of cooking your grape juices, because you don't want, as your kedem grape juice is sitting on the shelf, in 6 months from now, for it to suddenly have a little bit of alcoholic content. That would not be good. So it's for that reason that they actually cook it and they pasteurize it. So Under wanted to say that it could be, even though it's true, soichet adam eshkol shel anovim, u'mekadosh olav kiddush hayom, but that's only because at least that mitzvah anovim is bekoyach for it to turn into regular geherige wine. Ki'ilu kolaroi lebile in bile makevesboy. But if you're going to be mevashal in a way where it's not going to have the ability to ever turn into that, maybe over there it should be different. This is definitely a svara that's mentioned by the poiskim, but just as a disclaimer, the rub of the poiskim, we're not in the spall from this taina. But see, Pesach Frank brings this in Mikroi Kodesh in Pesach. This is Chelik Bey, Simon Lamed. Hey, if you want to look it up, he dismisses it, and that's really the ungenomen of psak, that even though there is a svara theoretically to argue, but mechatesi. And it's for that reason, l'chura, as it relates to making kiddush with grape juice, it seems to be an open shot shayla. It's Rava's memra, Bava Basra, Tzadik Zayin, Mabez, that's brought down in Simen Ayin Reish Beis, Sif Beis. You want to tell me it's Mavushal, Sif Ches, Ramos says the minig is to be Mekel. Do you want to tell me that the pasteurization is different? I hear Andrew Taka wanted to say that. But the Dominican Klal Yisrael is not to be nispal from that taina. As a result, to be Mako, the caveat, of course, is that just realize you're being soymich on two kulas when you make kiddush on grape juice. Number one, you're being soymich on the kula of using grape juice where the Magen Avraham said l'chadchili should use yayin yasha. Additionally, you are getting involved in a yayin mevushal shayla, which the Mechaber already brought, a yesh oimrim she'im mekachin aleim, which is a major, major, major machloikis rishayinim. But the bottom line is, like the Ramah says, the minig is to be mekel here, there for sure it's good l'chadchila, and for that reason it wouldn't be a problem. Now, this is all as it relates to making kiddush ukadayma. The question is, what about da'al kaisis? So if you look up the Shulchan Aruch and Hilchas Pesach in Simen Tafayim Beis, so there's a few se'ifin that talk about what kind of wine a person can and cannot use as it relates to da'al kaisis. So the Mechaber says as follows. Number one, mitzvah lachsar achar yayin eden. There's a mitzvah to try to find red wine. So, l'chatchila, when it comes to dal koisis, you should use red wine. Why? So Mishnah Berurah says two reasons. One reason he says is v'chsev al teira yayin ki is adam. Alma, you see from here the demimus ma'ila v'chashivus. That red is a chashivus when it comes to yayin. V'oid. Another reason says Mishnah Berurah is zeicher v'dam sheyuparei shoychet bnei Yisrael. Paru used to shech the kindalach, and as a zeicher to that dam, that would be another reason for us to drink wine. Incidentally, the Mishnah Berurah fears ois ube mekoyim shemetzuyin hagoyim lahalol alilois shkarim nimna melika chayin eda. That as much as meikra din, there's an Indian to drink red wine, but in the world of blood libels, says the Mishnah Berurah over there, you should be careful, be sensitive. So as much as yeah, there is a mitzvah na mufker that your wine should be red, but at the same time, be sensitive and chap that if the red is going to be misunderstood, then obviously it's not a good idea. The Mechaber continues, and the Mechaber says, yoytzen b'yayim mevushel. You could be yoytze with yayim mevushel ubikunditon. And you could be yoytze with kunditon as well. Yayim mevushel is cooked wine. Kunditon is the yayim that they put dvash into, that the Shulchan Aruch mentioned in Hilchos Shabbos in Sivches. But the bottom line is that the Mechaber discussed a few different halachas as it relates to what kind of wine a person should and can use regarding dal kaisis, but didn't mention a word about soichet adam eshkol shal anam. So although it's a mefurish halacha that you can use grape juice in Hilchos Shabbos, it's really not a mefurish halacha in Hilchos Pesach. So shlozach the shaila, what about dal kaisis? Can you use it for dal kaisis or not? Now you're going to tell me what's the difference. If I can make kiddush on it, so why can't I use it for my fourth kais, right? What would be the difference between dalut kaisis and kiddush? But the emesis is a very, very stark svar l'chalik. And it's based on a gemara in the Masechtas Psachim, daf kuf ches amebei. So this is smack in the middle of the real intense arbe psachim sugis. The gemara over there says, shason chai yotza. If somebody would drink wine that's chai, meaning it was undiluted wine, he didn't cut the wine. So back in the day, the wine was more chazak than it is today. And what they used to do is they would dilute it, they would do mezigas hakayis. So like this, he'd be able to drink the wine. So it says the Gemara, what would be if somebody drank wine that's chai for his dalut kaisis? So it's a mefurish halacha, yotza, the halacha is he going to be yotza? Amar Rava. So Rava said, yidei yayin yotza, when the Gemara says that you're yoytze, it was Shmuel's memra. When Shmuel said that you're yoytze, if nishasen chai, what he meant to say was you're yoytze yachi of yayin. Or be yedei cheirus lo yotze. But yachi of cheirus, you're not going to be yotze. So what are these two things? Says the Rashbam. Yedei yayin yotze, you're yoytze yachi of yayin. What does that mean? It means sheshasa arba kaisis. You drank four kaisis. And of course, you drank four kaisis. Nobody could tell you that you weren't mekayim the ikur takonas chazal of drinking four kaisis. End of the day, you drank four kaisis. Abi yidei cheres lo yotza, why? Koloimar, ein zu mitzvah shleima. It's not a mitzvah shleima, she ein chashivus elo b'yayim mazog. Because at the end of the day, you drank wine that was undiluted, and the chashivus of yayin is yayim mazog, and being that the chashivus of yayin is yayim mazog, you're not yotza your mitzvah shleima. It's mabur in this gemara, that when it comes to dalut kaisis, to dot svei dinam in the kiyum mitzvah. Din Aleph is Yidei Yai. Was I Yoitza? Was I not Yoitza? Din Beis is Yidei Cheres. Was I Yoitza? Was I not Yoitza? And it's possible for a person to be Yoitza Yidei Yayin and not be Yoitza Yidei Cheres. Shoson Chai. Yidei Yayin Yotza. You can't argue it's wine, so you drink wine. Yidei Cheres of a lo Yotza. Why? Because the Maisa, you didn't drink it Derech Cheres. You didn't drink it B'derech Shivus. And because you didn't drink it B'derech Shivus, so it's for that reason, even though you're Yoitza, you're Chiv Yayin, you're Decheris, you're not going to be Yoitza. So, Ripti Pesach, in that shtickle of Mikroi Koyadesh, and really all the Gedolim that handled the Shaila, they said, here's the Shaila. The Shaila is, it's Poshit that Soichet Adam Eshkol Shalan Novim Makadosh Al Kiddush Ayot. Rava's memory, which is brought down in Shulchan Aruch. So, for sure, Mitzah Novim, grape juice, even if it's Mavushal, is going to be considered wine. There's no Shaila. So, if a person is going to drink Dalit Koyses, using grape juice, yidei yayin yotza. What's the shaila? The shaila is the tzveit din that it's mevurim psachim kufches amid beis. Yidei cherus. Are you yotza that? Are you not yotza that? That's already not so posh. You should be yotza. Because you can make the argument that if somebody drinks grape juice, I mean, it's very nice, but it tastes like fruit punch. Let's be honest. It's orange juice. It's punk grape juice. So the question is, yidei cherus yotza lo yotza? Somebody would have four cups of orange juice. Forget about if you could be yotze chamar medina, you can't be yotze. Right, in theory, you could be yotze with four cups of coffee, maybe. Chamar medina, you could be yotze dal kaisis. It's brought down in the Mishnah Berurah. Chavetz Chaim says it meforish. But the question is like this. The question is you decheres? Were you yotze yachiv cheres or not? Avadi, you're not yotze with coffee, and you're zichin yotze with orange juice. So, lecher, why would you be yotze with grape juice? And there's a very, very stark svara to say that you decheres lo yotze. Demis is that the poiskim will handle the shayla. They all handle the shayla. And Ruba the Ruba of Poskim, Uberoshim the Chazanish, Armchan Kanyevsky, they kind of, that at the end of the day, it's Yayin. Shulchan Aruch never said that you can't be Yotza with it. And if that's the case, it's posh that you could be Yotza with grapes just like Chachila. The Das Yochid that all the Poskim's Manenu bring, they used to tell people that you cannot be Yotza, Yidei Cheiros. Yayin, you could. But you can't not be Yotza, Yidei Cheiros, with all Koises. Ramosha Feinstein. Ramosha used to tell people that you can't be yoitza dalit koisis with grape juice. Now, you de yayin, that chelik of it, you can. You de cheris, you can't. Now, the Rashbam says, what does it mean, you de cheris? What it means is, einzu mitzvah shleima. That the mitzvah shleima is the chelik of it that you can't be yoitza. But al kapana, Ramosha was considered a das yochin in this inyan, and Ramosha told everybody, and everyone brings this, that you can't be yoitza dalit koisis with grape juice. If you want to be yoitza the mitzvah, not just yidei yayin, yidei cheris, which is the aleph base of the mitzvah, so then you cannot be yoitza the yidei cheris chelik of the mitzvah in the event that you're going to drink grape juice. Mipi Hashmua, they say that Ramosha brought a raya from a Gemara Masechtas Nedarim, a classic. Gemara says that Rabbi Yehuda, his face used to glow. And the Gemara says there was a Matronisa that once saw Rabbi Yehuda, and the Matronisa told Rabbi Yehuda, tell me, Moira Veravi, you're a Rebbe that has sleep drinking a vessel? Meaning he looked like he was having a hangover. He looked like he was in a very, very good place. If you remember, we spoke with the Marsha a few times, that the Marsha says that the words Moira Veravi were probably a play on Moira Veravi. That this Matronisa saw that everybody would refer to Rabbi Yehuda as Moira Veravi, Metabez. So she said, Meirav Haravi would have loved? What? You're inebriated? You're under the influence? Meirav Haravi? So Rabbi Yehuda told this woman, Hey Nusa Biyoda Dahi Itza. He says, I swear, Elashin Shvur, Ito Imna, the only wine I ever drink is Kiddusha Vavdalta, the Arba Kasi de Bischa. The only wine I ever drink is I make Kiddush, I make Abdallah, and I drink four cups of wine by the Leila Seder. And not just that, when I drink the four cups of wine by the Leila Seder, it has such an effect on me. I push have a headache from Pesach until Shavuos. I'm still feeling the Dalit Kosis. So Rav Moshe Feinstein asked, he said, I don't understand. He said, why did Rabbi Yehuda put himself into Azam Matziv where he walked around with a headache for 7 weeks? Sadnish kan pshat, it has no avana. Why would he have done that? It's actually interesting that this halacha is brought down in Shulchan Aruch. The Mechaber in Hilchas Pesach and Tzimut Tafayim Beis, listen to this lashon. Mi she'eino shoyse yayin. Someone that doesn't drink wine. Mipnei she'mazikoi. Because it physically damages him. It's mazikim. Or soina, he posh it hates it. Not because he doesn't like it so much. Soina, he has mamash astachos asinus aneis avoysa. Tzorich litchay gatzmoy, he has to push himself, lishtois, to drink anyways. Lekaya mitzvahs arbekos. Says the guy, what's the makar? How the mechaber know that? Well, you mamash have to risk your life to drink four cups of wine? Like mechatesim. Who said that's something you have to do? Says the guy, it's Yerushalmi. Shom, beperik arvei psochim, ubeperik ches deshabes, beperik timot l'shkol. Rabbi Yoina shosi arba kosi delela pischa. Rabbi Yoina used to drink four cups of wine on Pesach, the chozik reishi ad atzeres, and he had a headache until Shavuos. And says the guy, Rabbi Yudah Rabbi Lo used to do the same thing, unzer gemar, in the darim emtes. The guy quoted Yerushalmi's verse, where he was shosi arba kosi delela pischa, the chozik reishi ad chaga. But the bottom line is, you see from this mice of Rabbi Yudah Rabbi Lo that you have to have mysterious nefesh when it comes to dal kosis. But the bottom line is that why was he so mysterious nefesh? Why didn't he drink grape juice? It sounds like he had an oven to make wine. So if he had an oven to make wine, why didn't he have an oven to be soichet eshkol shol an oven rova's memra? Elam, I have a right from the Tanner of Yudah Rabbi Loi l'chayra that he managed, he was mazik himself. He put himself into a matziv because he held you couldn't be yotza. And this is the psak of Rav Moshe Feinstein. But the emes is that even though Rav Moshe said it's a problem, we said roiv poiskim hold not that way. And really, they have a very, very stark makar. And it comes from the Chacham Tzvi. The Chacham Tzvi in a tshuva, and this is in Chelek Beis, it's tshuva Chav Dalet. Now, who was the Shoyl? It's always Gishmak to look at who the Shoyl was. The Shoyl is a great Gadol that we mentioned in our shir not so long ago, Rabbi Yehuda Miller. It's Rabbi Yehuda Miller of Rabbi Bienenfeld fame. He was the Shoyl in this tshuva, and Rabbi Yehuda Miller was discussing this shaila with the Chacham Tzvi. So if you think this is a contemporary shaila, 400 years ago, the Gedolim in Europe were discussing, could a person be Yoytza Dal Kaisis with Eshkol Shel Anovim or not? So says the Chacham Tzvi, Toich Dvar. Mashe Kosafti, he's talking to Rabbi Yehuda Miller. He says, this that you said, Lomaloi Heviu HaPoiskim Din Yayin Chodesh L'Dal Kaisis, that how come Yayin Chodesh, grape juice, is not mentioned anywhere, none of the Poiskim bring it, ain't Tzorich, said the Chacham Tzvi. There was no reason to. Because the poiskim all brought it in Hilchas Kiddush. And it's for that reason they felt that it wasn't necessary to chazer it over. But Al Kaponim, the Chacham Tzvi told Rabbi Yehuda Miller already that it's poshi could be yotze with grape juice. Aye, why is it not brought down? Because we didn't have to bring it down. Fakert. The fact that it's not brought down is the biggest raya that it wasn't necessary to bring down. Because at the end of the day, if you could be yotze for Kiddush, you could be yotze for Nal Kaisis. I saw it brought down, but shame the stipe. The stipler said, it's not shayach that mitzvah novim is considered yayin for kiddush, it's not considered yayin for dal kais. It's kind of zayin. That's what he said. It's kind of zayin. This was the v'yira lead, the libi mahasis of the stipler. He said, kind of zayin, it's not possible. If it's good for kiddush, it's good. It's going to be good for dal kais as well. But the bottom line is, if we do a little bit of a sikum of what we have is that, could you be yaitza dal kais drinking grape juice? So, as it relates to kiddush, Mufurish Allah, Simon Ayn Reish Beis, Sif Beis, Rav is memorable, the Basit Sadik Zayin, and Beis, Soichit Adam, Eshkol Shah Novim, and Mekadish Allah, Kiddush Ayyan. Morgan Avram says, it's not Mamish Lechatchila, Lechatchila should use Yayin Yashim, but for sure you can use it. In Sif Ches, the Mechaber discusses Yayin Mavoshel, which is an issue as it relates to grape juice, but Mechaber brings a day that you could, and the Ramah says, the Minigas Lechatchila. So the fact that it's Mavoshel, that doesn't seem to be a problem either. As it relates to Dalakosis, there's an extra issue. The extra issue is that Yidei Cheirus Lo Yatza, but we have the Chacham Tzvi, that Ruba the Ruba of Pais can follow, and that is that at the end of the day, if the Shulchan Aruch didn't mention Hilchas Pesach, it's a problem. Obviously, Shulchan Aruch understood that you would be Soimich on the Chazaka of what was already said in Hilchas Shabbos, and that is it's Kosher in Hilchas Shabbos, and if it's Kosher in Hilchas Shabbos, so too it's going to be Kosher. Now you have to answer Ramosha's Kasha. Ramosha has a very stark Kasha. At the end of the day, so what's the difference? So good. I'm the poiskei's manenu. It's a very, very good kasha, Rav Moshe's kasha. But at the end of the day, I'm just speaking out that Rav the poiskim didn't hold like Rav Moshe, and really it comes from a Chacham Tzvi. The Chacham Tzvi said that it wasn't even mentioned Hilchas Pesach because we're being tzaymech on what happened earlier. But for sure, I think you walk away from this high-level raid that it's a shtickle b'di'evet, right? Why would it be b'di'evet? Number one, the Magen Avraham. That snez lechatchilo yush anyways. The Kiddush shouldn't use Eshkol Shalanov, you should use Yayin Yasha. Number two, you're coming on to the Ramah's Nagu Lahakel when it comes to Yayin Mavoshel. There's a Yeshayim in the Machaber not to use Yayin Mavoshel. A lot of Rishonim held that you can't make Kiddush on Yayin Mavoshel, so certainly you wouldn't be able to make Kiddush. And you have Ramosha's Taina, Videh Cheris Vayatza. You also have the Taina that some wanted to say that maybe the pasteurization, so today's grape juice, makes a little bit different. But for sure, you could be Yaitse, it sounds like, according to Ruba the Ruba of Paiskim. Additionally, also for sure it's b'di'evet. And I think that's the very glatta takeaway from this shmuz. But there's one other knech I think is worth mentioning, and that is the Rambam in Hilchas Chametz U'Matzah, in Perek Zayin Halachates. The Rambam says like this, Arba koisois ha'elu, tzorech limzoik oisan, you have to dilute them, kidei shete tia shtia areva, so that the shtia is going to be areva, that it should taste good, ha'koi lefi ayayin, ulefi das ha'shoisan. Meaning, the Rambam says that you have to dilute wine. What's the makar to the Rambam? Shasum chai, yidei yayin yotze, yidei cheirus layotze. Okay. Says the Rambam that how much are you supposed to dilute it? There's no shulchan aruch for that. Hakoy lefi ayayin or lefi das hashoysa. Because what's the point? The point is, sarach limzak oysam, kidei shetia shtia arefa. We want that the shtia should be arefa. We want that the shtia should be geshmak. It should be zis. Briskarov in his famous shtickle where he makes a machloikis between Tais and the Rambam, we'll link this as a related rabbi. But that famous shtickle where he makes a machloikis to Bali Tosis and the Rambam, whether the mitzvah al koisis is a mitzvah of four brachas al kois, or whether there's a mitzvah of shtiyas dal koisis. He quotes this Rambam as the Rambam l'shitasa. They see the Rambam held that the yisoid of dal koisis is shtiyas dal koisis. Kadesh netiya shtiya areva. We want that it should be a geshmak ashtiyah. So here's the shaila. The shaila is, let's say someone could theoretically make kiddush on wine. He has wine. He's willing to do it. It's mazika. It's not gishmaktim, but at the same time, he also has grape juice. And the grape juice is going to be a revelai. So what's more lechatchila? Like, what would be the preference? If you're going to go with the grape juice, so it's b'di'evet. Number one, the Magen Avraham. Number two, you're being soymech and yayim avushal. Number three, a moishah held yidei cheres layotza. But then again, it's not shtiyah revelai. You posh have no gishmak in it. It's mamish for Rabbi Loi. It's mamish for chagrani tzidim. You pesach v'adatzeres. If you're going to go with the grape juice, lemaisa it's going to be, or you're going to go with the wine, so you'll check off all the boxes, you'll be mekayim every Magen Avraham, but lemaisa you're going to be nauseous, right? So the question is, halacha lemaisa, what will be more lechatchila? So I don't know. This is pasha tein lechachem v'yech gamoy. But it's interesting, because what is dalut koisis? Dalut koisis, at the end of the day, is shetei shtiyah revel olav. That's what the Rambam says. We want it to be geshmak. So at the end of the day, if you have more of a geshmak from grape juice, I mean, probably have to get out more. But if you enjoy grape juice more than you enjoy wine, so listen, this is your geschäft. But the bottom line is that maybe that's more lechatchila. You're missing in the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham is in the Hidurim of the Yayin. But at the end of the day, why are you doing this? The first kais is Vaitseisi, then it's Vaitzalti, it's Vagalti, the Lakachti. You want to feel cheres. You don't want to drink Vaitseisi and push all of a sudden now your whole digestive tract is upside down, right? That's not the Tachlis. That's not the Tayelis. So really, what you have over here is that could you be Yaitse, B'diyevet, again, besides for a Moshe Shita, everyone else that you could. Is it a b'di'evet? For sure it's a b'di'evet. The question is, what about for people that they have more of a shtiyah areva when it comes to grape juice? It's zicha something you could be yoitzo. L'chayre, there would be a svara maybe in the world to say that maybe it's more l'chatchila. Alzen nemar, ask your local rabbi. Now, what's it have to do with nazir? Now, vada has a lot to do with nazir because nazir is nizdach the sugya finyayin. And there's an Indian of mi'ayin v'sheikha yazir. As relates to the ayin. But I think there's one interesting ha'ara that you see in the parasha of Nazir that maybe we wouldn't have known. And that is, the Torah says the Nazir is not allowed to drink wine, right? Miyayin v'sheicha yazer. Miyayin v'sheicha. What is the taich of yayin? What does the Torah mean when it says miyayin v'sheicha yazer? Rashi says, kitargumoy. Mechamar chadas v'atik. Yayin is chamar chadas, and sheichar is chamar atik. What is chamar chadas and chamar atik? It doesn't mean one is a 2020 Cabernet and the other one is a 2003. That's not the taich of Chamar Chadas and Chamar Atik. Chamar Chadas means grape juice. That's what it means. It means Yai Megito. It means it didn't ferment yet. It means it did not become alcoholic yet. The Torah says the Nazir is not allowed to drink grape juice. Now, the fact that the Nazir can't drink grape juice, of course he can't drink grape juice. He can't eat the pit of a grape. Mechatzan v'adzog. So the fact that he can't drink grape juice should not come as news to anybody. But the chiddush is that what is the taich of the word yayin in the Torah? When the Torah says yayin, vos make yayin? Yayin means chamar chadas. I think that's an interesting ha'ara. That the Torah's definition of the word wine is pasha grape juice. That is what the Torah meant when it said the word grape juice. But the bottom line is, yes, grape juice, no grape juice, for sure, other than Ramosha, you'd be able to use l'chatchila. Here comes the interesting postscript. And that is that we're familiar that in 1920, the United States government ratified the 18th Amendment to the United States Constitution, and that was prohibiting the sale, transportation. I'm not a lawyer, and I don't have the nusach in front of me, but basically, you couldn't be involved in any way, shape, or form in the trade of alcohol. It was what we know as the Prohibition. Now, the Prohibition went into effect in the year 1920, and it lasted for 13 years. It lasted until the year 1933. Which in Mamelushin means that for 13 years it was illegal to buy a beer in the United States of America. You could not buy any form of alcohol in the United States of America. Now, when the government issued this ruling, there were two safe harbors. There were two exceptions to the rule. The first one was for medicinal purposes. So if it was negeya, letzayrich refua, so then it was going to be okay. The other one was for religious purposes, what was known as sacramental wine. And the reason that the government said that it's okay to drink wine and to trade in wine for sacramental purposes is because it was deemed otherwise to violate the First Amendment, which is freedom of religion. And there was a thought that at the end of the day, religious groups use wine as part of practicing their religion, and it's prohibited for there to be any ruling that is going to go against freedom of religion. As for that reason, there was a carve-out within the 18th Amendment, within the prohibition, for sacramental wine. Now, the truth is, the Neitzrim drink wine, but no one drinks as much wine as the Yehudim do. And really, I mean, you have, do we have to go through this? You have Yain of Kiddush, you have Yain of Dola, you have Dal Kaisis, you have a Shever Brachas, you have a Chasana, you have a Tayamel, right? If you go through the Cheshbin, we consume a lot of alcohol. And as a result, this exception, this exemption of sacramental of Yayin was something that came into effect. Now, it's interesting, the way that this was implemented, just from a practical perspective, is, again, I don't know exactly how this happened, but high level, it went something like this. Every county basically had a clergyman who was given a license. He was allowed to trade in alcohol. But again, you had to do it only for sacramental purposes. Now, you can use your imagination a little bit, how maybe this might have gotten out of hand, and there was corruption, the bootleggers, Kiyodua, and a lot of Jews and rabbis somehow got involved in this, because Hashoichet Yaveh Inu Chachamim, and Inu Apotropos when it comes to Inyanei Gezel, and as a result, there were people that Poshut had licenses that were very, very valuable. But the bottom line is that there was this carve-out for sacramental wine. And because there was a carve-out for sacramental wine, the prohibition, even though it would have had a tremendous effect on Yiddishkeit, it really didn't have such an effect. Because at the end of the day, you were able to buy, and you were able to trade, and you were able to get whatever you wanted to get. Now, at that time, the left, the conservative movement, and the reform movement, which were a lot more vocal than maybe they are today, a lot of them were timing that, why are you doing this? At the end of the day, it's a chil Hashem, and everyone's walking around, you know, somehow being pirish from Yayin. But at the same time, the Jews are drinking wine every hour and a half, just based on the fact that it's sacramental wine. Now, I understand, but it was something that bothered them very, very much. And they taina dina de malchus adina. And as a result, this was a very loud voice within the Jewish world, where people felt that lemaisa, it's not okay. It's interesting, Dovi Safir showed this to me, that Rav Shraga Feivel Mendelovich, the Rishiv in Yeshivas Torah V'Das, he actually wrote an article in Das Yiddish Licht. And he said as follows, I'm reading this in English, this is the translation. So this is for Rav Shraga Feivel Mendelovich. One need only consider the wine business in which many rabbis are heavily engaged. How much shame, how much degradation, how much desecration of the Torah lies therein. Rabbis, who ought to be the ones to ensure that the laws of the land are upheld, are instead the direct or indirect cause of their violation. ... Truth be told, even if wine for ritual purpose were a biblical commandment, the current desecration of God's name would still not be justified. How much more so that it is only a rabbinic commandment and it can be fulfilled by using raisin wine, what we would know today as grape juice. Therefore, I beseech you, my brethren, no matter how great a Torah scholar or rabbi is, if he is a cause for the desecration of heaven, he must be removed from the community. This was Rav Shraga Feivel Mendelovich's plea. And he posha took out ad space in this Yiddish Licht to posha tell the world that, why are we doing this? Drink grape juice. Every single time there's a chiyuv yayin, you can be yotze with grape juice. And if you can be yotze with grape juice, there's no reason that you shouldn't do this. A time in history where drinking grape juice for the Seder played a prominent role. It wasn't just about how nauseous you're going to feel, but it was Boshin Negeu, in the words of Rav Shraga Feivel Mendelovich. He felt it was a Meir Diga Chil Hashem, etc., etc. But it's interesting, you know, if you think about this whole idea and the prohibition and the fact that there were 13 years where in the United States of America it was not okay to drink wine. My first machshava was that it was as if the country had gone through a Naziris, right? It was almost a 13-year Naziris. Now, if you know the history of a little bit, there were a lot of Nazirim that were Shoysim Yayin Kol Hayoyim. And a lot of them got Malkus for it too, by the way. But the bottom line is the world went through a Naziris. It's something to think about. Something to think about. But there was a Naziris. There was a 13-year Naziris. But my Machshava Shneya, which I think is a much starker Machshava, is, oh, how the mighty have fallen. Because if you know the history of why the prohibition went into effect, like, what caused it? What was the cause of the prohibition? It's because at that time, it was deemed, on some level, immoral and unethical for people to just get drunk recklessly. And there was a feeling that the society at that time was starting to devolve to the point that we have to do something. We have to nip this in the bud. We have to put something in place so that society doesn't go completely crazy. And the feeling, this is amongst the southern Neutzrim, was that Yazratzme minayay. That's mamish the reason. It was Yazratzme minayay. And this, by the way, didn't just pass the House and the Senate. It passed by a super majority. It was ratified by 46 out of 48 states in the United States of America. It was mamish kulon ki'ish echad belev echad, bipartisan, all the nuschais. That this was considered the right thing to do. That right now, in order to protect society, we need to be makabel naziris. And there was a naziris for 13 years. I mean, you can imagine what the world would look like if we weren't Nazir for 13 years. But the bottom line is, Eich Naflu Giborim as a society, that less than 100 years ago, there was on some level, at least outwardly, at least superficially, at least let's fake it, that we have some semblance and some sensitivity to live on some level a society that follows basic laws and rules and regulations, where there's some sense of being aware of what's going on around us. Either way, that was then. I don't think we have to talk much about what is now, but regardless, this is Zichr, Adava Be'itnai Ma'atoiv, the Naziris of the Prohibition.